Tonight's episode of 7 Second Delay was recorded 90 minutes ago on location inside WFMU's elevator, where Andy Breckman and I became stuck after Andy insisted on jumping up and down inside the elevator. What you hear is real and unedited. Join us next week at the UCB Theater with our guests Henry Winkler, Chris Cohen from Deerhoof, and Chris Baker of the popular website and cat substitution service Unbaby Me. Now the soon-to-be classic 7 Second Delay elevator episode.
Greetings, 7 Second Delay fans. Tonight, a very special episode of 7 Second Delay.
Now, you've said that before, Ken, and they've never, ever once turned out to be special.
But tonight really is special because tonight we're pre-recording the show a few hours before it's aired.
That's right. I have to get to a dinner party. Every 20 years I'm invited to a dinner party. So
on Yom Kippur.
Well, this is a break fast. It's a Yom Kippur. It's a room full of Jews.
Are you fasting right now?
I don't technically fast. What I do on Yom Kippur is I eat food that's not my favorite.
So you're not fasting at all?
No, but I do make some sacrifice. I don't order, if I'm at a restaurant, I don't order my first choice. What's something?
Your first choice is a tuna fish sandwich.
Yes, today I had a turkey club sandwich. I would much rather have had the tuna fish sandwich, but I'm atoning for my sins, and it's something.
So that's how you atone?
Yes.
By eating a turkey club sandwich?
It's something. I'm doing something. I'm sacrificing something.
And we're pre-recording today's show because you have to go to a break fast.
Yes.
But you've been eating all day.
Well, there's no way they're going to hear this and call me out on it, but that's true. I have not been fasting, but I don't turn down free food. And any listener listening should make a note. I will be there if you offer me a free meal.
So what we're doing today
is... Oh, this is a great idea. I can't wait. I wish we had some kind of dramatic music or drum roll. Because I know this is your idea. This is your baby. I know you're very excited. This is going to rock your world. Fans of 7 Second Delay that have said to themselves, I love the show, but there's nowhere new they could possibly go. They can't surprise me anymore. They've done it all. Well, fans of the show are in for a real treat.
Why
don't you tell them what we're going to do today? We're standing in the lobby of the WFMU building.
That's right. We're standing in the front lobby in front of the elevator. And as the weather has gotten a little cooler lately, the elevator has started acting up. It started making noises, grinding when it reaches floors.
You mean the weather outside affects the mechanics of your elevator here at the building?
Yes.
It's an old elevator.
That's right. And today we had a house full of volunteers.
Yeah, oh, this is great. Go ahead, Ken. Get to the final punchline.
At lunch, Lonnie was talking about how scary the elevator is and how she wouldn't take it in a million years.
She doesn't want to get on our elevator.
Right.
And so what was your idea? We have a show to do. You knew I was coming in. We're going to pre-record a show.
My idea was we would demonstrate to the volunteers. It's a two killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
We would demonstrate to the volunteers how safe the elevator is by taking them for elevator rides. But also...
So wait, hold on. Let's not just brush over this, because this is gold. This is radio gold. You're offering to take the staff of WFMU on elevator rides and record it so people at home can enjoy what it's like to ride with the volunteers. Okay, go ahead.
And at the same time, if we can stress the elevator out enough in the course of the hour by riding it up and down and bringing lots of people on the elevator, maybe we can get it to fail.
By fail, you mean the cable to snap?
No.
The cable to snap.
I don't want the cable to
snap. Have you ever had a cable snap on an elevator?
No.
It's a blast. It is a rush you'll never forget.
Where did that happen?
It's happened to me 3 or 4 times.
Yeah?
I'm a little overweight.
Really? Well, because I've always wondered.
It is a rush. And what you do is, just before impact, of course you go plummeting, free-falling down the building.
I have questions about that.
Just before impact, what you do, of course, it's manifest, it's obvious.
You jump.
You just jump a little bit.
Yeah.
Just jump, just as you're about to impact, and you're perfectly fine.
Right.
Everybody walks away. And in fact, you laugh about it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of the way Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet dealt with the sinking Titanic.
What did they do?
They stayed at the very top of the Titanic.
And they wrote it down.
They wrote it down, and then they just let go at the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's like that.
Strict James Cameron rules.
So as the elevator car plummeted, those three or four times that it's happened to you, were you in midair?
It's to the point now, it doesn't surprise me anymore, it doesn't startle me anymore. The last time it happened, for a few seconds, I continued reading my magazine.
Now, but I'm wondering, do you get pressed to the ceiling of the elevator? Do you float mid-cabin? Are your feet still on the ground?
You mean while you plummet?
While you plummet.
You're up at the ceiling.
Okay.
And then you push off just before impact. Yeah.
So you don't jump.
Just
because you're at the ceiling.
You jump down.
You push yourself down.
We don't have time to explain it all. Just to make it very simple, do what I do. Just watch me.
Okay.
When the elevator.
Let's get on the elevator.
So you're saying in the course of this hour, this will be fun. Oh, here we are. We're on this elevator. Why don't you describe it? It's smaller than most.
It's a very small elevator.
Like if we were in a hotel, the maid couldn't get the whole card in this elevator.
No.
It's a small elevator. It looks like it's made for three or four.
Shall I hit the four button?
Three or four people at once. Sure.
Okay, let's go up to four.
Your idea. Now it says capacity 2,000 pounds. Your idea is before this hour is over, you promised me we would do this. We would have more than 2,000 pounds on here.
Yes.
Okay. I weigh 230. I'm a big guy. Okay. You're what?
I weigh 180.
Oh, I can't do the math. We need someone to do the math. We need a little Korean boy.
That's 410.
Korean boys would be fine because A, they can do the math, and B, they're very little.
You hear that? You hear the grinding?
Yeah, that's not healthy. Yeah.
Now we should not leave the elevator.
Oh, okay. So because... Because
our show is on the elevator.
Yeah, we're on the elevator for 1 hour.
We're on the elevator.
Okay.
So, anybody want to go for an elevator ride?
We should pause for at least a second so people can call their families in around the radio, call their coworkers in. This is exciting stuff. We're going to be on the elevator for a whole hour. You don't want to miss it. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. Do you want a
7-second delay producer?
Do you want to go for an elevator ride?
How much is it going to cost me?
Yeah.
Nothing. Come on in, little girl.
Wait.
Press any button.
Yes, press 1, 2, 3, or 4.
I'm going to go for the number with the star next to it.
Wait.
Is this really fun?
Oh, this is really fun. Fun is a funny word, isn't it? It's an elastic word. It can mean anything. Is this our show, Ken?
Well, we're going down to one.
Now, Andrea, she's a volunteer for us at 7-Second Delay for our... live shows, but she's not a volunteer.
No, she works here full-time now in the Free Music Archive.
And we're lucky to have her. Andrea, what did you do today? What's a typical day here?
Oh, man. Well, this whole Free Music Archive thing is just a front for me to do more 7-second delay. So
that's probably true.
Yeah, we need a guest for next week.
I think we're in pretty good shape next week. We have it looks like a good shot at Henry Winkler.
Yeah, 90% chance that we'll have the Fonz.
The Fonz, live in person. That'll be something.
No, you're getting
Andrea
off.
Has to get on.
Now get back on the elevator.
And who else really will be on the show next week?
We have Chris Cohen from the band Deerhoof.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Chris Baker from the site Unbaby Me. Of course, you know Unbaby Me.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's a website that replaces all of your baby pictures on Facebook with pictures of cats.
Okay, great. And we got him.
Yes, we got him.
He's confirmed. This guy is really going to be there.
Oh, look what happened.
See,
that's interesting. It came up to 2, and I don't think anybody pressed the 2 button.
That is interesting.
I pressed the 2 button.
Oh, you did?
Oh, too bad. Because in another world, that would have been considered interesting. Not on this planet. On a really boring planet.
Now we're heading up to 4.
Great.
Andrea, around how much do you weigh? I know it's not a polite question.
Yeah, I weigh around 125.
Okay.
Oh, she's a perfect 125.
So we're at 535 pounds now.
Shouldn't we have a list of... Shouldn't we keep track? We need a piece of paper and pencil.
That's
scary.
When
do we hit 2,000 pounds, Andrea? Then it gets fun. This ride is just getting interesting.
Do you want to go fetch somebody else to go for a ride?
Yeah.
This is like...
And also, we could use a paper and pencil so we can keep track.
And a little Korean boy that can add.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It's elevator time.
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Allison. Hi, I'm Andy. Thanks for helping out. Oh, it's all chicks.
All right.
Oh, hi. I'm Andy. You, of course, know Ken.
Oh, we're all going. We're all going for a ride at the same time.
Yeah. This is kind of. I actually had a dream that was almost exactly like this, pretty recently. Except none of you were in it. I was alone. So
what's everybody's immediate impression of the FMU elevator so far? Just don't think. Just blurt out the first
small.
Word.
You've
small.
Been a intimate. Worst nightmare.
Yeah, it is bad.
Sterile.
Yeah. Very intimate.
It is too intimate. Too. Yeah, intimate is another word for creepy. You know that, don't you?
The ride down is usually the better part of the ride. So now, once we go up, then we're going to get another
sexual predators. I believe refer to their vans in exactly those words. Come on in. It's sterile and intimate. Come on in, little boy. I'll take you home.
We are at the ground floor.
Yeah, we don't want to miss out explaining that. Oh, hi, Angela. Look, you came down. Okay, come on in. Now, you guys all volunteer here at the station?
Yes.
And how did you find out? And I'm sorry, why don't you say your names into the mic and just tell us how you discovered FMU?
Oh, well, somebody hit the 4 button.
Yeah, because it's only fun if we're moving.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead. What is your name again?
Lonnie.
Lonnie, and who turned you on to WFMU? And will you ever forgive them?
Yeah, of course. Actually, I came for a visit just to check out the station, and Genesis P. Orridge was visiting, and it just, like, I could never wipe that day out of my mind ever again, so I had to keep coming back.
Even though no one's ever heard of them or knows who they are.
Actually, I think, pay no attention to that noise.
And what, how about yourself? What is your name, and how did you... find us.
My name is Leanne, and I actually found out about it when I was doing college radio stuff at my station.
Which was where?
In Missouri, Columbia, Missouri.
Were you on the air in Columbia?
I was, yes. I had a show, and I was doing promotions, directory things, and me and the exec staff would sit around and check out radio stations. So.
Oh, okay. And you also checked out, I guess you had extra time to check out us.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay, fantastic.
That's how I found out about it.
Well, glad to have you. How about yourself?
I'm Rachel. I think I originally found out about FMU through the internet. The blog Boing Boing used to write about stuff that you posted on your blog a lot, which I read.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's nerdy. Okay. Anyway, I also did the college radio thing.
Oh, good. For what station?
KSPC in California, Claremont, okay. California.
Fantastic. Were you on the air as well?
I was.
Are we going to keep it moving?
Okay. And how about yourself?
My name is Allison.
Okay.
And, I have a couple friends who have shows here, so...
Oh, okay.
They kind of just turned me on. I don't know, I've been interested in getting involved in radio, so...
And
today is
me.
My first day just
volunteering. Oh, good.
Volunteering.
And involve me
on
here.
Who are your on-air friends?
My friend Lamine, he has a show tonight, and then...
Lamine's the guy after us, yeah.
I don't think so.
Before, he's after Rupture. And then another friend, Reed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Reed Dunley.
Yeah.
Now,
historic Jersey City.
I'd like to go around very quickly and just tell us what's disappointed you so far about working here. Your biggest disappointment.
Biggest disappointment?
I guess it would be this.
Yeah,
hour. The last 5 minutes, I'm guessing.
I'm facing my worst nightmare right now.
Oh, you're kind of a little claustrophobic?
Yeah.
Are you really?
I was thinking... Can I have a ride down to the basement?
Oh, man.
Sure.
We don't go to the basement.
Oh, okay.
We will by the end of the hour, but not at the moment. go ahead. What's your
new first word impression of the elevator? Now that you've heard the rumbling.
Even creepier, I guess. Scarier.
Yeah, warm. It's really warm in here. Yeah.
Just like my van, I'm telling you. The parallels are uncanny. Okay, and how about you? What have you been disappointed about?
Standing in the middle of this elevator.
Yeah, that's the worst. You're in the worst position.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really even have a wall. You can have my wall spot.
Yeah.
You take my...
It's not really...
Yeah. I actually need some volunteers to carry up some tubs from the basement. Can I borrow everybody?
Well, we can't. Well, you can at 5 o'clock, but we need them.
No, it's a little, they'll come back.
We need them now.
Well, we kind of do
that. Well, we need to overload first.
Okay. And how about yourself, Rachel? What's your biggest disappointment?
Oh, man. That there aren't more of those sweet Black Velvet posters.
Yeah,
more.
There need to be more.
I have a Lemmy from Motorhead, and I have a G.G. Allen that I have not hung up yet.
Make that happen.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to write down everybody. The idea is that I've always kind of fantasized about overloading an elevator.
Fantasized.
Yeah,
that's your fantasy.
That's fantasy number 8. Wait, let me see. It's number 8. I don't have the list with me, but I believe that's my 8th fantasy. But it says capacity 2,000 pounds on the side.
So you weigh 400.
I weigh 230.
Okay.
Okay. Ken. Okay, we need someone to add this up. Ken,
I weigh 180.
I'll get 180. One more person. And then
okay. And
Lonnie, estimate.
Just an estimate. Yeah. You can just be within
you
5
can lie.
Pounds.
You can lie.
I'm afraid I'm not going to help you much at 95 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll do the best I can.
Okay. And how about yourself?
Probably 145. Perfection. 140.
Okay. Well, we'll go 140.
There's
perfection.
There's no one else.
Oh no. Well, we've got to find other people. Okay, go. Okay. I'm so bad with names. Just remind me of your name. I don't think that was it.
Allison.
No.
Just come up with something.
You said something else earlier.
No, I'm kidding.
I think you did. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Allison. Okay. And Rachel, I remember because I have a daughter, Rachel. Oh. And you're just roughly
140.
Perfection. And then your name is, I'm the
Leanne.
Worst. Leanne. Go ahead.
Like 130-ish.
Perfection. Oh, who's going to add all this up?
I will.
Okay.
And Benjamin, how much
Ben,
do you
weigh? Ben, are you in? Are you going to hang out?
No.
You're at 120?
I think it's like 180.
Okay, you're 180. You're close to Ken. Oh, good. Hey, Andrea, we're just, I don't mean to embarrass you, but we're asking people their weight.
What do you weigh, 250?
125.
Perfection, 125. And is he with us or against us?
No, he's with us. Yeah,
okay, are you a volunteer here as well?
Everybody. Yeah.
Is this your first day?
No.
Well, Ken mentioned it's your last day.
Oh.
Ken mentioned something. No, I'm kidding.
170.
You're 170? And what do you do here, Nick?
I'm working mostly in FMA, but also with Brian for the music department.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
hold
great.
Hold that up for me so I can add up the numbers.
Okay. So we want to hit 2,000 pounds. You think we did?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay,
eight,
we're 230.
Nine,
oh, my God. Am I that much heavier than
you? Read me the numbers.
230, 180, 95, 140. I'm just going to pause here to say, when the cable snaps, just do what I do. Okay, and we're going to plummet all the way down. But just before impact, you jump up a little bit so your feet are off the ground.
No, we'd be pinned to the
ceiling.
Yeah,
okay, we're all going to be pinned to the ceiling.
Just before impact. I need to borrow you all.
We're going to push off the ceiling, so we're all going to be sort of in midair.
Add this up.
We're 140.
I was up to 140.
Okay, well, another 140. 130, that's 130. 180. Oh, this is going to be like one of your marathons, Ken. We're going to come up short.
Uh-huh.
And disappointing and just frustrating for a million. 125 and 170.
Oh, man, we're not even like barely at half capacity.
Where's our big volunteer?
We're at 1160.
Why don't you start hiring some fat volunteers?
Do we still have those boxes of letters?
Yes!
And we
yes,
can, like...
Nick, you're a genius! We're going to move in the boxes of letters.
Okay.
But how do we know what they weigh?
Everybody can get off because I know it's getting hot.
Okay. Wait, but how do they know what they weigh?
Well, if we're just trying to exceed capacity and we don't really care, like, we don't need
you know
to know
exact
number.
You know when we'll know what they weigh?
That's fine. Like, we can just fill the whole bottom.
No, we can get my drug scale.
Your drug scale. Okay. Oh, wait, that says the weight on it. That all says right. the weight on it.
That's
96 pounds?
Yes. Come on, Andrea.
That's 100 pounds.
That's only 100 pounds.
Wait, we need a few of those.
I have an idea. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to write down this one, and then I'm going to get these people to get some of those boxes
okay.
in the basement.
Okay.
And
good
you guys
idea.
Write up.
There's a lot more in the basement.
Okay, that's only 20 pounds.
Okay, so we're now at 1,180 pounds.
All right, let's write down.
If this cable doesn't snap and we don't plummet,
here
we
go.
So disappointed.
You know, if we all jumped, it would double our weights. If we jumped
from the same. Oh, boy.
That's true.
Do you have the nerve to
jump? Are you
jump?
Getting scared?
Do you have the nerve, Andrea?
I'm standing on a box, so it's a little...
Look, if I jump, you should all jump, because I have stuff to live for. I mean, I have a full life. So it's not fair that you guys don't jump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should I jump?
No.
Well, that'll be our big climactic ending.
Don't jump.
All right.
Are you pussy?
Yes.
You pussy!
Please don't jump.
Okay, listen. Let's just make a note for Christmas. Everyone should chip in and buy Ken a spine. Buy Ken a pair.
We're going to get a lot
more
weight.
At the 50-minute. Okay,
no,
Ken,
I do
weight.
Not. No.
I need everyone Ken. To come out with me.
Ken,
we're
it's
going
only fun.
We're going out this way.
Everyone, okay. I'm going to get everyone with their own box. And
Ben
then I'll be back. You and Ken up top, and we'll have a lot more weight.
Ben is like the radical priest in the Poseidon Adventure. He's the one leading everyone to their death.
Why do you want to jump so bad?
You gotta snap the cable. There's no show. There's no big ending.
Uh-huh.
Don't you know anything about drama? There's no big
jumping,
ending if
okay,
you don't
go ahead
snap
and
the
jump.
Cable.
Ah! It's scary to jump.
Wait. It just stopped between floors.
I told you that we should not have jumped.
Wait, really? Oh, did you do that on purpose?
I did nothing.
Are we stuck? Wait, open the door. Okay, please. Come on, man.
I'm not kidding.
Wait, are we stopped?
Yeah, we're stopped.
Because I jumped?
We both jumped. I told you that we shouldn't have jumped. You were, like, making fun of us.
How long will this be?
I have no idea.
Well, these people know we're here.
Yeah.
Those idiot interns won't just go home, will they?
Except that we're now stuck in the elevator.
Okay.
Should I turn on the alarm?
At what point do we... No! No, not yet. Jesus, no, Ken! Wait, you're panicking already?
No, I'm not
Listen,
panicking.
Listen, at what point do we start eating each other?
We can climb out the top.
Okay.
Should we do that?
Should we? Like, should we at the top? Like,
well, no.
Like a Mission Impossible? Like should I
call... Let me call Liz. Because she can...
Are we really in trouble?
We're stuck.
Okay, here. Hold on, man. Let me just see.
We're stuck.
The
between...
door's not open. Did you do this on purpose?
I did nothing.
What is that? Wait, can I hit
that's
that?
That's the alarm. That's the alarm. Yeah, go ahead and hit it. It's the alarm. See?
Okay, that's a bell.
Ah, don't do that.
Why? What is that?
Oh, they're both alarms.
It
okay.
just says alarm. Wait, you said there was a phone. Oh, there is
yeah,
a phone.
Yeah, there's the phone.
At least people know where we are.
Yes.
This is not cool. What floor do you think we're between?
I don't know.
This is just not cool.
Should we take a bet which floor we're between?
Listen, you gotta promise me this. You'll wait till I die before you start eating me. Like, don't, if I'm like semi-conscious, don't just start chomping down, man. That is uncool.
Is it?
Yeah,
that's against.
Uncool. Yeah, it's against all the.
But as soon as you're dead, your body, the flesh starts going bad.
Yeah, that's true. But I know there's just a certain decorum to
all
this.
Like, if you're almost dead.
So we didn't even get to 2,000 pounds. Here's what happened. We had a bunch of interns. They happily ran downstairs to get more weight.
Right.
To find paper.
Because we were only at like 1,200 pounds.
Right. We wanted to hit the capacity of the elevator.
2,000
While pounds. They were gone, it was just you and me in the elevator. We hit it. We hit the fourth floor. We were heading up. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then
jumped.
Me, trying to be funny, me with my big mouth, I suggested we jump.
Oops.
I suggested
that made me jump again.
I suggested we jump, and you kind of you hesitated because you're smarter than me, and you had a bad feeling. By the way, I will trust your gut feelings from this moment on. This is a watershed moment. I will never doubt you again. Okay, and then we jumped as a joke. I jumped, and then you kind of had to join in because otherwise I'd call you names, and we stopped. Yeah, can you?
Yeah, we're okay.
Can you push a button?
Can you? Hey, Andrea?
The buttons don't light up when I push them.
I know. I think we're stuck.
Where are we? Which floor are we on?
I'm talking to you from 3, so I think you're between 3 and something.
We're between 3 and something. It's probably 2 or 4.
Do we sound like we're above you or below you?
You guys need to shout. Test it.
Well, hello. This is us shouting. Okay, so we're between 2 and 3.
Okay, we're between
okay.
2 and 3.
I'm going to, Andrea, just to give you a heads up, there's a little clock ticking. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to kill Ken. He's driving me crazy.
Is that because you want to eat me? That's because you want to eat me.
It's a twofer. It's a twofer. You'd be out of my life, and I'd be eating.
First of all, I want to.
First of all, it's Yom Kippur. We can't eat till Sunday. We can't eat each other.
You've been eating all day.
I only eat food that's not my first choice.
I've been eating exactly what I wanted. I've been eating my first choice.
That'll show God.
I had kettle corn.
That'll show God who's boss.
For breakfast.
Yeah. Well, we're in a different situation. I've sinned a couple times this year, and you've had a sin-free year, which I envy you.
It's a really good deal. You can do whatever the hell you want.
It's the best.
For the entire year.
It's the best.
And then you just don't eat for one day and you're absolved.
It's the best. That's why just before Yom Kippur, I go to Reno and shoot a man just to watch him die.
So Bernie Madoff, if he had just atoned on the following Yom Kippur, he's off the hook.
Yeah.
Exactly. In God's eyes, he's off the hook.
In God's eyes.
What the hell did we do? We do have a phone here.
But if you mean call the police? I guess that
would be a last...
But who's our first resort? What do we do?
My first resort would be to get Liz to look for the special key.
There's a special key?
There's a special key.
But we're in here, so we can't use
it. No, not that key. There's a key for the outside of the door.
Okay. Hey, Andrea?
Yeah?
Well, let me call Liz.
Oh, you're going to call her?
Yeah, I can call her.
Apparently there's a magic key. Ken thinks there's a magic key that makes all things better. You're going to call her on the elevator phone?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've never used an elevator phone.
Oh, God. Okay, cool.
Is there a dial tone?
Should we try to get calls from listeners first?
For us being stuck on... No, we can't because it's not live.
I know, but I have
You have to Twitter.
The emergency contact list. That's what I'm...
What?
before I try to get out of here, let's try to get calls on the elevator, the emergency elevator phone. This is a real 7-second delay emergency.
I don't know what you're talking about. Explain.
Okay. Don't you remember a couple of
weeks
ago?
We're not live.
We are not live. It's true.
Okay, this is like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Well, it's now 4:30.
Okay, because
I have this emergency.
It feels like we've been stuck here for a week and a half.
I have this emergency contact list.
Yeah.
7-second delay, like 30 listeners are on my emergency contact list. And
okay. You can call them and
say, we have an emergency. We're stuck inside the WFMU elevator.
And what do you hope they'll do?
Call us on the emergency phone.
Is there a phone number there?
Yes.
You mean that phone will ring?
Yeah.
Oops. Okay, I'll hang it up.
Hang it up.
Okay. So, wait, I didn't know that the phones and elevators can take incoming calls.
I think they can. Well, should I test that first? That's a good idea.
You're going to call it yourself from your iPhone right
now. You're thinking Lincoln. Yeah, let's test it first. That way, you know, we'll know.
Okay. Okay.
1085. Okay.
At some point soon, this joke will be over and I'll be able to leave, right? I mean, you'll get this elevator
moving.
We can
get out. Yes, we can get out.
How will we get out? Where's that key?
It's not ringing.
Well, maybe it's been turned off.
Check it.
Hey, Ken, how do we get out of here?
We need that key.
Okay, is this on or off? No? Is there a ringer on or off? This is some phone, like a Radio Shack $10 phone.
So, yeah, so people can call, but it doesn't ring.
Okay, but you definitely had a...
That was it.
I no longer have a dial tone.
I heard you pick up. That's because you hung up on yourself.
But where's the dial tone?
Well, hang up.
Oh, you're right. Okay, there's a dial tone. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I bet that phone has saved a lot of lives.
Like whose lives?
I don't know. Are we the first people that you know of to be stuck in?
No, it's the second time.
It's the second time?
The second time that I know of that people have gotten stuck in this elevator. First time was a long time ago.
How long were they stuck on? But there are people that work at this station on the graveyard shift.
Yeah.
Like they're alone, like it's 4 a.m, right?
Yeah, but the problem is, as you've seen, the problem is overloading it and jumping.
Yeah, don't do either. It's a lesson I've learned today.
Right.
If there's anything I can impart to the kids listening, jumping on elevators. Now, you might remember at the beginning of the show, we were riding the elevator, we were having fun, flirting with the interns.
Right.
And
Leanne and Allison.
I have all their names.
Rachel.
Right. Lonnie, Allison, Rachel, Leanne. Yeah. And you probably heard the motor in the elevator going. We were going up and down.
We're not anymore.
The last 10 minutes, we have been stuck, and it is not cool.
It's really hot, but thank you for wearing deodorant. You actually seem like you're
freshly showered. I am showered. I went to Temple today.
You did?
Yeah.
So you go to Temple,
yeah,
but you don't fast.
Well, people say, are you fasting? And then what I do is I either distract them or bolt. I just run away.
Uh-huh.
Before I answer.
So you won't lie.
No, I don't want to lie in Temple. So
yeah,
I just
because
run
that's
away.
Like...
I ran away from about 8 people today.
That's compounding
the fact
that you're not fasting.
Or I could lie and then put it on my list for next year. My hard drive is not big enough for the whole list.
Should I send a 7-second delay emergency message to our IM list?
Yeah, tell them we're to stuck call? On the elevator. Okay. Tell them to what?
Hold this without touching any buttons.
All right. I'm holding the microphone. Wait, what are you going to tell people? They can't call us and we're not on the air live. I'm so curious. What are you going to just tell people?
I'm going to say 7-second delay emergency.
This is not a test. Andy and Ken are stuck between floor 2 and 3 at the WFMU building. If you can't rescue us, who should do our show?
We'll get out. Don't worry.
How about Jerry Seinfeld? He's funny. He should do our show from now on.
If
we don't survive, get Jerry Seinfeld.
Except this,
it would be huge. It would be huge.
No, no, no.
He's a huge star.
I know, but he does comedy.
Yeah.
We need somebody.
You mean it would kind of disorient our listeners?
Right.
After hearing us for so many years?
We need somebody who does the anti-comedy.
Yeah, thank you, Ken.
Okay, 7-second delay emergency.
Anti-comedy.
This is not a test.
We are stuck in an elevator.
You're stuck in the elevator.
What do we ask him to do?
Call us.
No, not call us. There's nothing. We don't have a phone number. Pray for us.
No, I have a phone number.
But there's no phone. It doesn't ring.
I'll just pick it up. I'll pick it up a couple of times.
All right. Okay. Call us.
Call us in the elevator now.
Okay. Okay. Would you consider? Oh, you want the phone number?
I have the phone number.
Ken, would you consider doing this? Asking our listeners and our interns who are listening through this closed door to pray for us.
You want me to add that to the message? Yes.
Pray for us.
Pray for
us. Hey, Andrea. Could you organize a little prayer group? I think maybe the power of prayer would get this elevator moving.
Okay.
Boy, that Andrea, she is game. You gotta love her.
All right, okay. Now we just wait for the calls to come in.
Now this is one of the most amusing parts of the show of the whole year for me, where Ken is holding a phone that doesn't ring. There's no ringer. He just tweeted the phone number and what he's going to do. Ken, why don't you tell us in your own words what your plan is?
I'm just going to start picking up the phone.
periodically, randomly.
Nobody there.
Randomly, yeah. And how is that different from being an idiot? I know you're not an idiot, but it's very close, isn't it? What's the difference between that and idiotic behavior?
An idiot would do this without sending it out to the 7 second delay emergency.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Hey, I have a good feeling. Pick it up, Ken.
All right. Hello. Nobody there yet.
Okay. And this is the guy. This is the guy I'm trapped between floors with.
You think that everything's instantaneous.
Okay. I have a good feeling. Ken, I'm sorry to interrupt. I have a good feeling. It's ringing, I think.
Hello. Not yet.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's going to happen.
Yeah. That sums up everything that's wrong with our station and
we're
our show.
We're going to get a call.
Yeah. That's the 1 millionth time you've ever said that to me in our lives. We're going to get a call.
Oh, good God. We're only halfway through the hour.
Andrea, pray harder. I'm not kidding, honey. Keep praying.
You try.
I'm not going to try.
Why?
It's just embarrassing. I have a feeling it's a phone without a bell, and Ken is guessing what.
Oh, I got a text back.
Oh, that's good. Civilization.
Somebody responded to me.
Okay.
Somebody said, what's the number again?
Oh, good. Okay, I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
If you can connect with someone using this method, I will owe you apology number 410.
Okay, there's the number. Oh, okay, now I'm going to try again. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello! Hi!
No, you're lying.
Hi, wait, do you want to talk to Andy? Here's
There's
Andy.
There's no one there. Hello? Oh, my gosh! Did you get his little tweet on the internet machine? We are stuck in an elevator. It's a real listener. Why don't you tell us your name, listener? Wait, hold on. Let me put it up to the microphone.
Hello?
Yes. Okay, we just want people to at home to confirm that that you're live on the phone. So Ken had a phone here that didn't have a bell or a ringer, and he just had a feeling that you were calling. It was like karma. I'm very impressed. Wait, she has a great idea, Ken. Why don't you tell Ken your idea?
Okay.
It's such a great idea. I want Ken to hear it himself.
Hi, what's your name?
Ken.
It's Scotty.
Oh, it's Scotty. Scotty is suggesting pushing all the buttons.
Oh, you embroidered a 7 second delay patch? Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I remember that. So, Scotty, what's your idea?
Push all the buttons.
All the buttons on the phone?
No, all the buttons on the elevator.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Scotty. That's so obvious. I'm kicking myself. I should have thought of it. Yeah. Okay. Well, Ken is pushing all the buttons. He's now pushing two at a time. They're just not lighting up, and they seem not to be connected at all. Well, we've been in the elevator. We had a funny idea for a show. We were going to get all the interns on and overload the elevator. And then at one point, it was me and Ken. We were alone, and I, for a joke, suggested jumping. And it turns out, Scotty, right, it turns out you might want to write this down because you're going to forget it. Never, ever, ever jump on an elevator. Yeah, we're learning a lot of lessons, but that's at the top of the list. And now I'm just getting to the point, Ken, where it was fun. I realized, I appreciate it was great radio.
Uh-huh.
And we did 15 minutes now stuck on the elevator. Yeah, the air's getting a little stale.
Yeah. I can open up the hood.
I'm just kind of getting to the point where I'm wondering when this ends.
Okay.
And we're going to have a happy ending.
Well, let me talk to Scotty.
Okay.
Scotty, where are you located? I got it. Oh, you're in Minneapolis.
So she has to get on a plane.
So you have to get to an airport plane.
And get to New York. Get to Newark. It's the closest airport.
So if you flew to Newark Airport, you could get a cab to WFMU.
She could be here in 7 hours.
And then, yeah, that would take 7 hours.
Well, she has to add a couple hours. I got. What do you think? I guess 5 hours?
You're an hour from the airport. So it's like, yeah.
Tell her to leave now.
Okay, we're going to try to find somebody in Chicago. But thank you for calling. Okay, Scotty, bye-bye. See that? It worked. We got a call in the elevator.
We not only got a call in the elevator, but you sensed it coming in. You are so in tune with our little listener.
Wait, why are you putting the phone down? Oh, somebody else is calling.
Do you have a feeling they're calling now?
No. Answer. Nothing?
So this is kind of like the movie Castaway, and you're like my volleyball.
I'm Wilson?
Yeah, you're Wilson. I'm delusional. I'm talking to you, and you're answering me.
I'm a human being, though. Here, you hold this.
You have a lot of qualities that Wilson has.
Don't hit any buttons.
Don't sell yourself short. You have a lot of Wilson in you.
Well, I have a round head.
Yes.
Actually, my head's more oblong than Wilson's.
I have stayed awake at night listing all the differences and all the similarities between you and the volleyball.
Wilson had such a fine round head.
Hello.
Hey!
What?
Somebody else is calling me.
How do you do that?
Hey, you want to talk to Andy?
I'm just out of the way. First, we have to confirm.
Here, you can talk to Andy.
But hold it up to the. Hi, how are you? What's your name? It's John Boy. Do we know him?
No.
Where are you calling from? Chicago. How did you do that? You guessed it.
Ask him how soon he can get here.
John Boy, this is not a joke. Ken and I are stuck between two floors in the WFMU building. We're in Jersey City, and you are the closest caller that we've been able to hook up with. Please consider.
You can't. You won't be able to hear.
It won't. It's not picking up at all.
It's not going to work. No.
Okay.
He's
explaining why it would be inconvenient for him to come here to save us.
Okay.
No, we are pre-taping the show because I have what they call a life, and I had other obligations today. This is not a joke. Ken and I are, if it was a joke, believe me, it would be a lot funnier than this. Am I right, Kenny?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, but I know you can't make it today, but you're certainly going to be in New York next week for the big Henry Winkler show. We're going to be at the UCB Theater next Wednesday. It's going to be us and the Fonz. And we're going to have a debate. That's right. It's a presidential debate that night, and we're going to have our own version of it at the UCB Theater.
Yeah, Andy's going to be debating a high school debate champion.
You know what I think I'm going to do? John Boy has a very good question. I'm going to hold the phone up to Ken. He has a very, very good question that I think is very relevant to our situation.
Okay.
Go ahead, John Boy. Ask Ken. How do we get out of the elevator?
We're going to get out with the special key, and then we'll climb out in between floors.
Are we really going to climb out of the elevator?
Yeah.
You mean the door's going to open?
Right.
And we're going to climb out?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's hanging up. Wait, we're going to climb out, like, scoot out?
Yeah.
Between floors?
If we can't get it up to a level floor.
I'm not doing that.
Why?
That's, like, one of my real fears. I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Because my fear is, as I scoot out, as I'm halfway out, the elevator will move. It'll go up or down.
You got to be fast.
And I'll be dissected.
I'll be cut in half. No.
I'm not doing it. It's really a fear.
All right, then I'll get out, and then I'll go down to the basement and see if I can reset it.
And then I'll be sitting here alone?
Yeah. I'll leave you the tape recorder.
Right, unless you can absolutely guarantee me that it won't move.
It won't move. It's not going to move.
Okay, well, let's...
I've climbed in and out before.
Well, can we get out?
You want to talk to somebody else?
I don't...
You think people are calling? Yeah, probably.
You just pick up and say,
let's pick up
phone.
And say hello.
No, that time, though. No. It's a dial tone.
All right.
Oh, wait, I didn't say hello. Is that the secret?
That is the secret. Say hello.
Hello! I can't believe it worked twice.
Right, let me call Liz.
Wouldn't that be funny if they all had gone home? They all just decided that nothing of interest here.
Oh, good. At least I can put her on speaker.
Do they know that we're stuck?
Yeah.
What are they doing? Are they praying?
They probably don't know what to do.
They started a circle?
A prayer circle.
Oh, prayer circle. Pray harder. Pray like the wind. Don't be afraid to...
Hi, Liz.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, good question, Liz. What's up?
Hey, Liz.
Well, we're not up. If up means the third or fourth floor.
No, we're almost at the third floor.
Yeah, we almost... Liz, I'll tell you where we are. We're almost at the third floor.
Okay, then I'll see you soon.
No, no, Liz, guess, ask us where we've been for the last 20 minutes.
You're breaking up. What's going on? Where are you guys?
We are stuck.
We're in the elevator between the second and third floor. Liz, can you get... There's a special elevator key that's in one of the fire hose closets in the stairwell, and then you you stick it into the hole in the elevator door, and then that can open up the door manually.
Okay, and so you want me to do that on the third floor?
Yeah.
Or the second floor.
No, I think the third...
Yeah, that's the plan. Yes, Liz is very amused by this.
On the third floor. Yes, we'll climb out on the third floor.
Hey, Liz.
Okay.
Liz, you should make a sign. You don't have to do it now, but maybe like sometime soon. Make a big sign. Do not jump on elevator.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's ever jumped. Thanks, Liz.
Okay, no problem.
Do it now. Okay. Thanks.
Dumbest thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Dumbest.
It's getting hot and sweaty in here.
It is. Oh. I don't mind the heat. I mind the sweat.
Let me see if anybody's calling.
Okay.
Hello.
Do you have any stories you haven't told me?
Probably.
Well, now's a good time. You. Do you want to tell me how you really feel about me? you want to kind of just start confessing everything because we might die?
Well, we're not. I don't think we're going to die.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I love you, man. You've been like, I have a brother, but you've been like a brother. Even more so in many ways than he has been.
You're talking about David?
Yeah, David, yeah.
What did he do wrong?
He looked at me funny once.
How did he
I think he made a remark.
How did he let you down? Because I don't feel like I've been a very good brother.
No.
So David
you've been,
must...
you haven't been a good brother. He's been really, really awful.
I was going to say, yeah. If I'm more like a brother to you than your own brother...
Yeah, so you're in good shape because you have almost no competition.
God, what did he do?
And I know I've been like a father to you. Wait, why are you laughing?
Not really. No.
No, I know I played that part in your life.
No.
Since your dad has died.
No.
You've turned to me.
No, not really.
For solace and advice. Yeah. I just want you to know I'm really proud of you.
Thank
son.
You.
I'm glad we had this moment. This has been a blessing in disguise, getting stuck. And now let's chow down on each other.
Not till we're dead.
Not till we're dead. That's
or almost dead.
Until almost dead.
Unconscious.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Yeah. Ugh. As long as you can say no.
This is really getting bad now.
Okay. Well, let's get
really getting hot.
How are we doing on time? I really got
to
go.
Yeah, we got 18 minutes to go.
I'm not invited to a lot of dinner parties.
In the
I don't
hour.
Want to miss one. Oh, come on, man. Yeah. This has really been bad.
You're knocking. Let's.
You know, the intern, you got to give it to the interns that said, I don't trust that elevator. It's making weird noises.
That was Lonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lonnie this morning was saying, I wouldn't get on that elevator if you paid me.
Well, she has like a super, that's like a superpower.
Yeah.
Knowing when elevators might break.
Well, I hear some kind of alarm.
It's like, man, if this key doesn't work, this becomes...
No, the key will work.
It becomes unfunny very quickly.
The only problem is I just don't know the last time I saw that key.
Well, wouldn't it have called back?
It doesn't look like a key. That's the problem.
Well, why don't you call her back?
Yeah.
Why don't you walk her through?
Yeah.
So, should we recap what we've been up to?
Well, let's promote next week's show.
Okay.
90% chance that Henry Winkler will be joining us at the UCB Theater.
But 100% chance of thrills and chills and laughs galore.
Yes.
Would you agree with this statement? A splendid time is guaranteed for all?
Absolutely.
I mean, if that Mr. Kite show, they could make that statement. And that was nothing. It was just a bunch of kites. In the mid-60s in London.
Horses.
Oh, yeah, horses.
Dancing horses.
Dancing horses. That's nothing. We can beat that.
All right, I'm calling Liz again.
We can beat John Lennon's Mr. Kite poster. Yeah, call Liz again. Because if she can't find that key, this becomes
well, there's another possible way. I mean, we have many options, don't worry. It's just which option is the fastest.
Hello?
Hi, Liz.
Hey, Liz. Hey, ask her about the key while you have her on the phone.
I meant to mention that key doesn't really look like a key. It's like a long aluminum thing. It looks more like a pipe.
Oh, okay. Because I found some
It's not a key like a door key. What it is it's like a long aluminum tube with a hinge at the end.
A long aluminum? Like how long is long?
It's like 6 to 8 inches long with a tube with a hinge at the end, and then you stick the hinge in the hole and turn it until the door opens.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
I have the wrong key there. That's why this isn't working.
Yeah. Oh, she's been trying to get it to work.
Oh, so did you find the round, this tube-like thing that I was talking about?
Not yet. I found an actual key.
No, yeah, it's not an actual key.
That was like,
Hey, if you're tuning in late, Andy and Ken are living out their worst nightmare. We are trapped between floors in the WFMU building. And we're waiting for Liz to find the right gizmo. It's more of a gizmo, wouldn't you say, Ken, than a key?
It's an emergency elevator key.
But it doesn't look like a key. It
does not look like a key.
Huh. So your first call to Liz was a little misleading.
Yes.
Yeah.
I assumed. And you know what happens when I assume.
They'll tell me later. They'll save that. That's a good cliffhanger. We'll reveal the answer to that at the end of our show. So stay tuned, kids. What happens when you assume?
Liz, did you find it?
Yeah, I found it, but it has some weird tag at the end of it.
It has a weird tag at the end.
Well, don't worry about the tag. The side that gets stuck into the hole in the door is the little hinge thing. You stick that in, and then you stick the little hinge thing in, and then you turn it one way or the other until it catches.
So Andy and Ken are stuck between floors. I wonder what the interns are doing. They're running amok. They're probably rifling through your drawers. They're definitely hitting your stash.
No, they'll never find my stash. Oh, it looks like.
This is so weird, she says. This is so weird, says the woman we're depending on to rescue us.
Well, she's never used the special elevator escape key before.
Well, it's good. This is a good experience. I'm glad she's had this.
I have not needed it in several years.
Who was the last person stuck on this elevator?
But it's just not.
Okay. Now, will this be a radio first, what I'm about to tell you and do? I have to take a dump.
No.
Would that be a radio first? Would you please turn away?
Well, for one thing, it would not be a radio first, depending on how you define it.
Oh, I'm okay. Here we go.
What's that?
Hi, guys. We see the top of the elevator, but...
Wait, you can't get that key into the elevator door?
No, we opened it. We opened it.
You opened it?
Wait. No, there are two doors to the elevator. They open only the outside door. Maybe this can open manually.
You open.
Oh, wait. We got it.
All right.
Yeah. Wait, oh, no.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're between floors. We opened our door. Oh, hi. How are we going to get out?
Fresh air.
Wait. We should take a picture. I got to take a picture of this. Hold on, Andrea. This is insanity. Hold on.
Can I take a picture going
down? Yeah, you take a picture, too. Because this is just... Okay.
Oh, man,
there's not enough room. I can't climb that.
Yeah, we opened the door, but there's not enough room to climb out.
Wait, hold on. I can't climb up there. Wait, hold on. Oh, no, wait.
Oh, but fresh air.
Is it safe when they fix the elevator?
No, what you should do now is go down to the basement and hit the reset. There's a reset lever. Hit the reset lever.
Hey, can somebody take our picture?
Just hit the reset lever.
Okay, hold on. Wait, pose, Ken.
Okay.
And because this is the stupidest... Stupidest situation. All right. Okay. Now, you know, when I said...
Why am I holding the microphone up for the camera?
When I said pray for us, I was not joking.
Cool, fresh air.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone. I've been farting up a storm. Okay.
All right, now somebody go down to the basement and...
Now, listen, camera's off. I'm taking a dump.
No.
What?
No, you can't do that.
Camera's off, and please turn around.
Let's close the doors.
Okay.
I don't understand how you got stuck.
Andy jumped.
We both jumped.
We both jumped.
I thought it would be amusing. Because...
No one noticed you were gone. Like,
yeah, I know, exactly. The station's never been run better than it has the last 25 minutes.
All right.
Let's close both doors and then go down and hit the reset button. All right.
Okay. Yeah, please. Now, how do we close this door? Our door doesn't...
There we go. Oh,
okay. Our door is like you can move manually. Okay, well, that's something.
Yeah.
It doesn't close all the way.
Oh, it's nice getting fresh air, wasn't
it? Okay, so there was a little, we should explain, there was a little gap. It looked like, I would say, 18 inches, foot and a half.
Yeah. But it was like 6 feet high.
It was 6 feet high. It was up near the top of our little door.
Right.
And we could not probably in a pinch, we'd have to and could climb through.
I might have been able to.
Oh, you're saying I couldn't? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Just say what you mean.
I'm saying that, like, I would have
me.
I would have had trouble.
And I couldn't make it.
You probably would not have.
I'd make it. Maybe. Well,
okay.
Well, I,
yeah,
well,
if your life depended
no,
on it.
And in 4 days, I'd be a lot thinner.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true. Not after
it.
Eating me, though.
Yeah. I could be.
Hey!
Hey!
Power!
I really.
Hooray.
That's the sweetest sound I ever heard.
Oh
my God.
Yay!
That's
free.
Sweeter than any music I've ever heard.
All right!
Yeah!
Third floor.
I'm not getting back on.
You can see. All right.
I know we have 10 minutes left. You figure something else out, radio boy.
We have 13 minutes left in the show.
Well, let's go down and.
Let's go down.
I'm not going back on.
Come on, let's go back
on. Wait,
again.
You're going back on?
It's okay now. We won't jump. You have to get back on the horse.
You promise not to jump?
I promise not to jump.
Hey, let me tell our listeners a little secret.
Okay.
I'm going to jump.
No, don't jump. Okay, we're off the elevator.
Okay,
now we're getting back on
the
horse.
Elevator of death.
Are we going up to 4 or down to 2?
I don't care.
We're going up.
Okay, let's just get out.
All right, so this is good because we're going up and we can talk to the interns.
Okay, now were you ever at any moment a little concerned?
I was concerned about getting out of here in time for the show. I knew that we could. I knew that the worst case we could call the police
okay,
or the fire department.
We're now off the elevator. Yeah.
Hey, we're free.
Wait, you're back at work? Wait, you didn't miss a beat? You weren't worried about us at all? We were really stuck down there. Oh my gosh. Well, I have to tear up the will. You're all out of the will that I just wrote.
Oh.
I can't believe. Well, these are good interns. I guess you were. You didn't know what Ken would have wanted you to do, right? So you got back to work.
It's true.
Well, these are well-trained. These are well-trained interns. Well-disciplined. Hey, thanks very much, whoever helped us. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Andrea.
You made it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you lived to tell the tale.
It was your faith in us that kept us going through our darkest hour. And so that's our show. Can we say goodbye?
Not yet, no.
Oh, please, let me go.
We have 10 minutes. Well, if you'll give me permission to play a song from one of your CDs to fill
up. No, that won't do.
The rest of the time.
But
okay.
You can play some Poco or Eagles. Linda Ronstadt had a number of great albums. Jackson Brown.
You name the song.
Really?
Yeah. Because we're short 10 minutes. Sir.
All right, well, maybe I'll do that. But we
it'd
should take another moment.
It'd have to be an extended live Poco jam because it needs to be like 8 or 9 minutes long.
Or play it at a slower speed. Hey, we should promote, since we have Andrea right here. So the fun next week begins at 6 o'clock. Oh, no. The show begins at 6 o'clock. The fun begins at around 6:20. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
Oh.
No, the show begins at about 5:30, actually.
It does?
Yeah,
no, next week?
People who get there early see all sorts of pre-show hijinks.
That's true. Yeah, when we come up and warm up the crowd in our unique way.
And the countdown is always a riot.
Oh, that's always so much. That's
left,
one of the high points.
Yeah, when
but
I
that's never broadcast.
I count down from... Yeah, but people who are in the theater early get
they
the experience.
They love it. They eat it up.
The best part of the countdown is I count down from 60 seconds to let the WFMU studio know when the show is going live. And once I hit like 40 seconds, Andy grabs the microphone from me and says, 2 minutes to air.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
That is funny. Yeah. It never gets a laugh, but it never completely bombs either. It's always just sort of the neutral response. But we have
90% chance that we have Henry Winkler.
Yeah, it looks like Henry Winkler's going to come downtown from his big rehearsal. I guess he's on Broadway. Sounds good. Sounds like something to talk about. So that's the Fonz.
Uh-huh.
And then we have,
We have Chris Cohn from Deerhoof, from the band Deerhoof. He's
Deerhoof.
Our musical guest.
They're amazing. They're amazing live, particularly.
And I think Chris Baker, the genius behind Unbaby Me. Everybody knows Unbaby Me.
Yeah.
And Chris Baker is going to show me how to make a cat-free internet work better.
So how does he monetize that idea? He has a website.
Right.
He has a lot of people clicking on it and going to it. But how do you make money? How do you pay the rent?
You pay him to switch all the baby pictures for cat pictures.
Really?
Yeah, and then you pay per baby and per cat.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is he making money?
I don't know.
I believe he's hooking on the side. We'll ask him.
Okay.
And
you ask him that part.
Yeah, I will. I'll ask all of our guests if they're hooking on the side. And it's the night of the big presidential debate.
That's
and,
right. And
to
you...
get us in the mood... I will be debating
a high school debate.
You're going to find somebody young and inarticulate, I hope.
Yeah, and if one's out there, send me an email.
Oh, that's right. Send a if you're on a debate club and you're in high school or college, I'll take you on.
Yeah, our ideal candidate would be a 12-year-old novice debater,
right,
who would take on Andy. It would not be a difficult assignment to beat Andy in this presidential debate.
Now, what will be what will the debate be about?
It'll be about all the presidential issues.
It will?
Yeah, Medicare, Medicaid.
Oh, okay. Healthcare, yeah. Foreign policy. Yep. Will there be some time for some foreign policy?
Absolutely.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
We're talking about the Arab Spring a lot.
Wait. But that will scare any kids off.
Muslim rage.
That will scare any kids off.
Okay.
Why don't we talk about stuff about they're into?
Unicorns.
Hey, here's what I'd like to talk about.
Video games.
I'd like to talk about whether, you know how Yoshi always steals the princess from Mario and Luigi and always steals Peach the princess?
That's like a 25-year-old reference.
Here's my question. Why is Mario so forgiving? Because I saw my son playing a game earlier, and Mario was racing go-karts with Yoshi. This is a guy who's been kidnapping his girlfriend. So that's the question I have. Maybe we could debate that.
You might want to replace your Mario references with Angry Birds references.
And next week, if Cat Stevens is mentioned, I have a great Cat Stevens zinger.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I won't say it now.
I'll be sure to bring it up.
Yeah, that's a high point. Yeah, I just mentioned it casually.
Hey, guess what? We're out of time.
Oh, thank God. Don't tease me. Oh, I love you for saying
so
that.
So if you're...
The sweetest words I ever heard.
If you're a 13-year-old debate champ, you can email me at ken@wfmu.org.
And we had a big adventure here.
Yeah.
There was a few minutes here where I really was uncomfortable. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And, I'm still sweating.
And I'm about to leave, and I am taking the stairs.
Yeah, have a good time faking the fact that you were fasting.
Thanks.
All day.
Thanks very much. Same to you. Happy, happy Yom Kippur. Is that what you say to people?
Happy Yom Kippur. No, Happy Atonement Day.
Happy Atonement Day?
Yeah.
Is that what you say to Jews?
Yep.
All right, and I'm taking the stairs. Yeah.
No, come on. Let's take the elevator.
We'll take the elevator down.
No jumping.
Okay, no jumping. All right, thanks very much.
No, we're taking the elevator. Come on. Come on, Benjamin. Take the elevator with us. Scared?
Yeah. Come on, Nick. Get on.
Come on. All four of us will take the
elevator. Elevator of doom. Come on, Andrea.
Now we know how to...
Everybody's saying, Andrea won't get on.
We know how to get off the elevator now.
Yeah?
We just should have gone for the...
And we know how to get off on the elevator now. But you have to listen to the whole show to appreciate that.
That was cool when people started calling the emergency phone.
And you actually sensed, had people call.
Yeah. And it didn't even ring. Ken sensed when they were coming.
How close did Ken do that? Wow.
I know.
I had the emergency IM list for 7 second delay.
But wouldn't people have thought it was the wrong hour?
No, I said call now.
Well, they did ask.
I did say call right now.
Do we have to stop?
Benjamin is a connoisseur of the elevator. Nobody ever chooses two.
Yeah. What's on two?
I don't know.
Nobody's ever gotten off on two. Live to tell the tale.
It was kind of hot in here to spend a lot of time.
It was getting really hot. I'm actually really sweating.
But I learned a lot about Ken, things I didn't know before.
As I call him, Wilson. Enjoy the second floor.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Let me know what's on there someday. Okay. And Nick, you're going down to one?
He's just going for a ride with us.
Yeah. You guys get out at one, and then I'll finish this up.
I will see you. I'll see you soon.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week in New York.
UCB Theater.
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow and let you know what happened.
Okay.
All right. And
we're still on the air. This is still the show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because that was a real treat.
You stopped being funny there for a second.
Yeah, I turned it off.
Yeah.
I usually turn it off, and I keep it off all week.
All right, see you later.
Yeah, bye.
I was in the elevator a second. Hey, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-oh, don't get on with us. You're sick. Wait. Okay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Lamine.
Actually, Lamine hasn't been on for a while.
Greeting, 7 second delay. That was the recorded episode of 7 second delay, recorded earlier today from about 4:15 to 5:15 p.m. on the WFMU elevator. Andy and I will be live next week from the stage of the UCB Theater with our guest.
Okay, actually, that bit probably ignore. So Sue is going to be on. Sue
Yeah. Do It For Me with Sue will be on next.
Debate champion.
This is Do It For Me. My name is Sue Braun. I am joined by no one but you, dear listener. Dear listener, if I could just write a letter to you. Gosh darn it. Seeing your handsome 8x10 glossy. So dreamy. You listener, you. Even you gals out there with your updos and your dimples and your perky MAC lipstick. I'm plucking a daisy now, just thinking, you know, do they love me? Do they love me not? And then alternatively, I have another daisy in my other fist balled up and it says, do I care? Probably not. Pluck, pluck, pluck. Pluck away. This is the program. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., we are not joined this week. I'll tell you what's not happening this week. Well, at least this evening. There's a ton happening this week everywhere else but on this radio show. So it is now more than ever, you know? Never mind all this election brouhaha. Now more than ever, your call counts. 201 209 9368. That's the on-air number here for Studio A, which I've crept into in lieu of 7 Second Delay's physical presence, their absence. So I'm down here with the old, good old standby WFMU phone, 201-209-9368. The line that you know somebody's going to answer. I could never say the same when I'm upstairs in Studio B doing it for me. Folks, another week has passed. It's another 7 days of slowly whisked away down that conveyor belt of life. I spent a lot of time on my Kindle playing solitaire on a big, I have this sort of tapestry covered beanbag. It's what they call a poof now, but there's variations of the poof in the modern home. It used to be called an ottoman. When I was in college, we used to call it a milk crate. But since I've lived a little, since college, I've managed, well, not so much the ottoman. I've managed the poof. The poof has gained popularity with the suburban crowd in that you can easily obtain a foot level, very much parallel to the floor, having your knees and your feet parallel to the floor. The poof allows you to maintain this stance as long as you're in a seated position and your feet are atop the poof. I have my poof, which I use for very, very rarely for my feet, actually, and I'll tell you why and why I use it now to support my back when I lean sideways like some sort of Egyptian goddess on my couch, is because this poof that I bought, I spent like $50 on from Bed Bath & Beyond, is filled with the styrofoam pellets that essentially break down when any consistent weight is placed on them. So these little styro balls basically are crushed into dust. With any sort of activity involving leaning on the poof, which the poof is there to be leaned on. And so apparently I've wrecked it with my feet. And now I just, it's sort of this flaccid thing now that I use to lean on my couch as I play solitaire. 201-209-9368. And if you're wondering, did I do more this weekend? It's possible. It's possible. But we'll take a call right now, hopefully. Hopefully this will be the phone line. WFMU, you are on the air. Maybe. Maybe not.